Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends. And that topic is simply, I'm all ears. I'm all ears. Recently, one of my daughters asked for a puppy for her birthday. She had gone online and she looked for the exact puppy she wanted. I had a lot of thoughts as to what she might select, but I was surprised to discover she selected a basset hound, a lemon-colored basset hound. And I didn't have a lot of experience with the dog. However, when we went to go pick it up, it was amazing to discover the thing that identifies all basset hounds is the length of their ears. If you're familiar with basset hounds, you know their ears are longer than their legs, and their ears are so long that they trip over them when they walk. When they drink water, you have to hold their ears up so that they don't get their ears inside the water dish. Well, I mentioned that hound dog story because there is a parallel. In business, we also have to be all ears. I've yet to meet a direct sales representative or an entrepreneur that didn't love to talk. Anyone who makes a living based on sales and relationships is a talker by nature. However, in business, it's important for us to move away a little bit from the talking component and to gravitate more to the listening. We should be like the basset hound in this regard. We should be all ears. Yes, my friends, that ears is an acronym that reminds us of the four key components we should listen to in business. We're all seeking mentorship and guidance and instruction. You are a mentor to somebody, and hopefully you are mentored by somebody. Well, in the mentor-mentee relationship, there are four key components that we should always be all ears as it pertains to. That first one, that E in our ears acronym, reminds us to have our ears tuned toward encouragement. Encouragement. Yes, there are so many things that can discourage anyone throughout the course of the day that is building a home-based business. There's a lot of things that negativity can sink in and damage a lot of great intentions. However, when our ears are geared toward listening to encouragement, we win. Think about how children light up when they hear the words, I'm proud of you. You did a great job. You look beautiful today. Well, it's not just because they're children that their eyes light up. They're everyone's attracted to the power of encouragement. Who's encouraging you today, and who are you encouraging? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to spend less time communicating words of discord and discouragement and embracing all the things you can hear every day to encourage, whether it be motivational CDs or DVDs, whether it be things along the lines of this power call or conferences or webinars, whatever can connect you to ongoing daily encouragement. That's what we need more than anything. It's amazing because the basset hound's ears are so long, they often have to have them cleaned quite frequently because they can get a lot of dirt inside. By the same token, when you're all ears, you'll hear encouragement, and we've also got to clean out the negativity. Yes, my friends, encouragement is the key. I challenge you to find three people you can encourage today, three people on your team that are doing a great job and just need a little boost or a little push to get them to the next level. The A in our ears acronym is my ears must be attentive to advice. Attentive to advice. The great 19th century poet Oscar Wilde once said, the best thing to do with good advice is to pass it on. It's never any good if we just use it for ourselves and ourselves alone. Yes, my friends, advice is what we are listening for. You may have someone that is a source of good advice for you, someone who's been where you're trying to go, someone who's accomplished the things that you want to accomplish, somebody that is excited about the journey just like you are and has excelled in that capacity. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to surround yourself yourself with as much good advice as possible. As business leaders, one of the key components is finding out the secrets of success. And oftentimes, those secrets are found in good advice. And here's the key. Once we have good advice and we've listened to it and we've digested it and we've made it work for us, then it's time to replicate to make sure that we can make it work for someone else. The other component in that EARS acronym, the R, reminds us that we should also listen to reprimand. Yes, most of the time we expect that things are always going to go well and they're going to be perfectly smooth, but there are times when we all need a swift kick, a push, a reprimand, as it were. I know the word doesn't carry a positive connotation. Everybody hates to even hear the word reprimand, but obviously, of course, there is a benefit. John C. Maxwell once said, most people want to avoid pain, and discipline is usually painful. With that quote in mind, think about the fact that our ears should be listening for the things that we're not doing correctly. Obviously, if our goals are one place and we are another, there are some things that we must do in order to achieve those goals. And everyone that is successful focuses on reprimand. I'm reminded of a basketball team, the San Antonio Spurs. The coach is Greg Popovich. He has a lot of stars on the team, and he's always had a lot of stars. They're the winningest franchise in basketball over the last 20 years. And you can see him repeatedly reprimanding even the top stars. You never hear any discord on the team, any dissension on the team, but from the top stars on down, you can see Popovich reprimanding them, calling a timeout when they make an error, and they're accustomed to his reprimand. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, to build a championship organization, then our ears must be receptive to reprimand. We can't just get the good and not receive the constructive criticism, because there are times that we do need to be corrected, and our ears should be open to that. And finally, my friends and neighbors, that S reminds us that our ears should be open to solutions. Yes, open to solutions. Remember the last math class you attended? You saw a lot of problems on the board, and the problems didn't give you a grade. The discussions of the problems, the analyzation of the problems, none of those things got you a passing grade. The way that we excelled in math is not by dissecting the problems, it was by finding the solution. And many people have ears that are receptive to problems, but not as receptive to solutions. I've got a motto with our team that if you present a problem, then always present three possible solutions. That every time a problem is spoken, then three solutions or possible solutions should follow that. That's a model, my friends and neighbors, that has worked for us in our organization, and it may work for you. Every time you want to think about a problem, focus on a problem, figure out a problem, think about the solutions and surround yourself with solutions-minded individuals. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to be just like the Basset Hound. Be all ears. We can do it. We can live a life filled with encouragement and advice, reprimand, and solutions. Our ears should be attentive to those four key components. It'll not only help us, it'll help build our teams as well. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.